Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much for joining this call. Just want to give you some updates on the public safety response in the city of Buffalo to the issues that we have been dealing with. Niagara Square is clear of all protesters. Protesters left voluntarily earlier today in the square, leaving some stragglers behind. Those individuals left voluntarily as well. I imposed a citywide curfew, as you know, began at 8 p.m. It is a little over an hour and a half that the curfew has been in effect. And we have not seen any issues at this point. There are no protests, activities in any other part of the city at this point. And I thank the residents of the city of Buffalo for right now complying with the curfew. The curfew does not apply to essential workers, and those are anyone that is required to report to work at this time. Anyone that has a medical emergency will be allowed to go to their destination during the curfew period. During the protest that was in Niagara Square this afternoon, beginning at 3 p.m., Commissioner Byron Lockwood, Deputy Police Commissioner Barbara Lark, the city's Recreation Director Kenneth Simmons, other members of the Buffalo Police Department, including Community Police Officer Mo Badger, went spontaneously and spoke to the protesters, engaged with the protesters. It was a very good dialogue, a very positive dialogue, and Commissioner Lockwood committed to having other meetings with the protesters and to work with them on issues and concerns as they relate to policing in the city of Buffalo. Extremely busy day in the city today. Started out this morning on Bailey Avenue with many volunteers in that area who came out of their homes, came from other parts of the city and the suburbs to help clean up on Bailey Avenue. I want to recognize Deputy Public Works Commissioner Henry Jackson, who met with DPW personnel who were assigned to the cleanup activity on Bailey Avenue and spoke to volunteers, thanked volunteers. Want to recognize Lieutenant Governor Hochul, Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, who also came out to help clean up. I was able to come out later in the morning and speak to volunteers to thank them for volunteering, to speak to some of the affected store owners and to let them know that the community supported them and that the community would provide any assistance to them that the city could. We had a briefing on the activities of last night with Buffalo Police Commissioner Lockwood and the Police Department Management Team. They reviewed the public safety plan for the rest of the week, and a comprehensive plan is in place for the safety of the residents of the city of Buffalo, businesses in the city of Buffalo, and for anyone that will be peacefully protesting in our city during the daylight hours. I also met with state police and other state personnel with the Buffalo Police. As you know, Governor Cuomo has assigned a large contingent working with the state police of state police to the city of Buffalo to work in partnership with the Buffalo Police Department and other law enforcement agencies. Again, I thank Governor Cuomo and his staff and all of the members of the state police that are in Buffalo this evening. Today, I had a series of teleconferences with block club leaders, community activists. Those conversations went very well. I asked our block club leaders and community activists in the city of Buffalo on separate calls to support the curfew that I have called to tell their constituencies, the folks that they work with in the community to support the curfew, make them aware of the curfew. They were very supportive of that. County Executive Mark Poloncarz had a call with several hundred members of the clergy today, and Commissioner of Community Services for the City of Buffalo, Otis Barker, participated in that call for the city. I have emphasized during the course of the protest events that I understand people's frustration, their anger, their pain, that I am listening, our police department are listening, other elected officials throughout the community are listening. We respect people's right to peacefully protest, but we cannot, as a community, allow for people who want to vandalize things, who want to loot small businesses and other businesses, that we have to all work together to listen to each other, to move in a direction of greater positive change for this community, but that has to be done peacefully in our community and in our nation. It was a productive day, but people are still hurting. People are still angry. People are still frustrated. We will continue to listen to those voices and take specific action based on what we're hearing from the community to move forward positive change. With that, I will conclude my formal comments. Thank you very much.
Mayor, thank you. We'll start the questions now. Start with Channel 2. Leanne, you there? Channel 4, Marley and Chris.
Yes, thanks, Mike. I first want to ask my question, and then after my question, I'll pass the phone off to Chris. My question there, yesterday many of the protesters were calling to also meet with you as well as Commissioner Lockwood. Do you plan at any point to sit down with these protesters and speak with them and have an open dialogue?
Absolutely. I am always open to meeting with members of the community, meet with members of the community frequently, and certainly open to meeting with the protesters, having an open dialogue. It's my understanding from Commissioner Lockwood that the conversation with the organizer of today's protest, Mercedes Streets, went very well. It was a very productive conversation. The commissioner looks forward to meeting with Mercedes again, and I have committed to meeting with Mercedes and others myself.
Hey, Mayor, Chris Horvatis here. Kind of to follow up on that, another thing Mercedes had said to us was that if public officials, city leaders had, as well as county leaders, had come out to Niagara Square and met with us yesterday, we wouldn't have had to march to the police stations. And, of course, we all know what happened after that. Should this have happened yesterday, should you and Commissioner Lockwood have come out and spoken with them yesterday?
You know, I don't agree with that. There is no, there is just absolutely no reason for the kind of violence, for the kind of vandalism, for the looting, for the setting things on fire that we saw yesterday. There was no request to meet with protesters yesterday. Had we received a request to meet with protesters, would have met with them. But again, I don't want to go backwards. I want to go forward. A dialogue has been opened today with Commissioner Lockwood, Deputy Commissioner Lark, Mercedes, and other protesters. The commissioner has committed to meeting with Mercedes and other protesters in the future. I have committed meeting with her and other people who have reached out to me in the community, who have grievances, who are hurting, who are in pain. I've agreed to meet with them as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Heather, Channel 7.
Hi, Mayor. Thank you for the updates. My question is actually one that we are getting a lot of viewers calling into the newsroom about. You know, there's still a public health crisis going on as well. Is there any concern or anything along the lines being done that this could maybe spike COVID cases with the protests and large groups gathering? You know, seems like most people are wearing masks, but we're not seeing social distancing for sure. A lot of people calling in have, you know, said that there have been previous protests, and in the past recently, you know, those protesters were asked to stay in their cars. So has there been a discussion or a thought on what could happen as far as COVID-related?
We certainly are concerned about the spread of coronavirus in the community. We know that we are at phase two of reopening in Western New York because we have followed those CDC guidelines, because people, for the most part, are wearing face coverings and masks, because we have separated physically by 6 feet, because we have, prior to the protest activities, avoided mass gatherings. So there is concern. We've expressed that concern. We've expressed the concern on the teleconferences to community activists, to clergy, to block club members, and when we've had the opportunity to speak with protesters, we've expressed those concerns to them as well. This is a challenging time in our country. We are dealing with a global health pandemic, health crisis, and at the same time that we are dealing with a global health crisis, we are dealing with national unrest and protests based on concerns around police brutality and racial inequality. And I believe we are a strong community, that we will get through it, but we need people to be smart. We need people to be thoughtful. We need people to work together, and we have to believe that there is a commitment in this community to address the concerns about racial inequity, that there is a commitment in this community to address police brutality concerns, and certainly we are doing everything that we can to keep our residents safe and healthy as we deal with COVID-19.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Heather.
Leanne, Channel 2, are you on the line? I guess not. Ron Spectrum.
Good evening, Mayor. I guess one of my questions would be, at this time, can you release the name of the Buffalo police officer that was involved in that incident last night, as well as their condition?
Ron, I apologize. I can't release the name because I don't have the name. Mike will be able to get that information to you and other members of the media. The condition of the officer is stable. We're very thankful that the condition is stable, and the officer is expected to make a full recovery.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
Tim, WBEN.
Hey, Mayor, a quick clarification to start. Were you asked to meet, was the city asked to meet with the demonstrators today in Niagara Square, or did you do that voluntarily?
The city was not asked to meet with the demonstrators today that I am aware of. I think Commissioner Lockwood, Deputy Commissioner Lark, other members of the police department and city administration went out spontaneously and met with protesters. It was a good meeting. It was a good dialogue. Community police officer Mo Badger was one of the members of the police department that went and met with the protesters, and Officer Badger even led all assembled in singing We Shall Overcome. So it was a beautiful moment. It was a spontaneous moment, but it was not a planned or scheduled meeting.
Okay. So that could have occurred yesterday, then, I guess, going to that initial point.
It could have occurred yesterday. A lot of things were going on yesterday that made that difficult. Today there was outreach in a variety of different ways to members of the community. A lot of good conversations with members of the community and the commissioner. And the deputy commissioner and others made the decision to go and speak to the protesters today. It was a very, very positive discussion, a very meaningful discussion. The commitment was made by the commissioner to meet with the protesters again. And I have also made the commitment to meet with Mercedes and to meet with other protesters and other people in the community with concerns.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. I appreciate the time tonight.
Thank you, Tim.
Mike Desmond, WBFO.
Mayor, is this a really bad start to phase two?
Well, certainly it gives us concerns. Mass gatherings are a concern. People not wearing masks are a concern. Although we've seen many of the protesters wearing masks, which is a very good thing. the lack of physical distancing is certainly a concern. But the good news is we are in phase two, and other members of the community are observing physical distancing. They are wearing masks. They are avoiding mass gatherings. We have increased the numbers of people that are getting tested for COVID-19, that are getting tested for antibodies, and we have well over the number of contact tracers that were required for Western New York to open. So we still continue to do many of the things that have been recommended by the CDC to continue to move through different phases of opening. And I'm certainly concerned but hopeful that these legitimate protest activities do not set us back.
Thanks, Mike. Harold McNeil?
Good evening, Mayor. Are you anticipating that the curfew will extend perhaps into the weekend?
Yes. I have set the curfew to go from this evening through Sunday of this week. So the curfew that I have imposed will be 8 p.m. To 5 a.m. every day through and including Sunday of this week.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Harold. And again, the reason why we have imposed the curfew over that period of time is to protect our residents, to protect businesses in the community, and to protect the free speech right of protesters, and to make sure that all members of this community are safe.
Thanks, Harold. Just to follow up on that, a couple of things. Just it will extend through Monday morning at 5 a.m. So Sunday night,
correct,
it would be, obviously, it would extend through Monday morning at 5 a.m. One final thing, Mayor, I know release went out earlier today to the media regarding the curfew, and also a note regarding city totes for the rest of the week, if you could expound on that, Mayor.
Yes, we've asked residents not to put their garbage totes or recycling totes out until the morning of their garbage day. We want to avoid any possibility of vandals using totes to set fires in our commercial districts or our residential neighborhoods. So again, we are asking residents not to put out their garbage or recycling totes until their garbage day morning.
Suki, anything else? Extra follow-up from reporters, or are we good right now?
Mike, this is Aaron from the Buffalo News. Can I ask a question?
Sure, Aaron, go ahead.
Hey, sorry, I think when Harold and I responded, we talked over each other. Mayor, you said earlier about the condition of the officer was stable and expected to make a full recovery. I have a colleague who has reported that the officer has been treated and released from the hospital. I just wanted to double check that.
I believe the Buffalo police officer has been treated and released.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Aaron. Thank you.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.